This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The state of California has become the second state to record 1 million confirmed coronavirus infections. Texas reached the mark earlier this week. Data compiled by Johns Hopkins University showed Thursday that California had surpassed the grim milestone. It comes nearly 10 months after the first cases were confirmed in the country's most populous state. California was the first in the nation to implement a statewide stay-at-home order on its nearly 40 million residents in March. After spiking in the summer, the rate of confirmed COVID-19 cases had declined markedly in the autumn, but now is surging again, like much of the nation. The United States is seeing the strongest surge of the entire coronavirus pandemic, and localities nationwide are taking action. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In Chicago, where the new daily case total has nearly quadrupled over the past month, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is urging residents to only go out for essentials, and starting Monday will limit social gatherings to 10 people.
You must cancel the normal Thanksgiving plans.
Detroit will suspend in-person classes next month. In Louisiana, a judge has rejected a GOP effort to end Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards' statewide mask mandate and other restrictions. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The number of people seeking U.S. unemployment benefits fell last week to 709,000, a still high level, but the lowest figure since March, and a further sign that the job market might be slowly healing. The improvement will be put at risk by the sharp resurgence in confirmed viral infections. Consumers might turn more cautious about traveling, shopping, dining out, and visiting gyms, barbershops, and retailers. This is VOA News.